Blog Talk Radio. like to thank you for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio. This is New Beginnings Ministries. We're here every Wednesday. For some reason, it appears like we're having technical difficulties, but I'm sure the saints can understand exactly what that's all about. Am I getting a response? I just want to make sure that I am online.
Amen. Yes.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. We did lose signal, and praise God we was able to get back on. But we do thank you once again for tuning in. For those of you that are tuning in by internet, we thank you as well. Tonight, we're going to be talking about the favor of God, the favor of God. Before we do that, for those of you that are tuning in for the first time, we do thank you for tuning in. We pray that you would be a part of this blog talk every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We have so many fearing men and women that come on to share the word with all of us. And it just we just have a wonderful time in the Lord. So we do thank you for tuning in. If you choose to call in, we are Interactive Bible Study, and you can call in and participate and be a part of our talk as we go through the Word of God. Amen. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And it's by internet. For those by internet, on talk radio, then you can type in. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Lord, we thank you for all of the believers, Heavenly Father, that call in, Heavenly Father, to be a part of just sharing the word of God. Lord, we pray, Lord, that we all be on one accord. We pray, Father, that your word, Heavenly Father, would go out of ears, may hear, and hearts may be softened, Heavenly Father, as we speak your word, Heavenly Father. We know that your word does not come back forward. So we confidently walk forward, Heavenly Father, and we just give you all the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus Christ. Again, we are discussing the favor of God, the favor of God. The Lord had just laid that on my heart just to talk about the favor of God, because so often we go through so many trials, we go through so many tribulations, and sometimes we ask, is there favor? Is there favor? Do we have favor? As I continue, I just want to let each one of you know that your mics are potted on for all the 843s, 623s. We have a lot of numbers that are on our board. If you could pot your mic down, if you could put it on mute unless you until you are ready to communicate, that would be great, because we can hear everything in the background. We can hear everything that's been said and done. Amen. So once again, please mute your mic. Praise the Lord. That sounds like Apostle Scott. Praise the Lord. We're going to move forward again with the favor of God. The favor of God, gaining approval, acceptance, or special benefits and blessings is the meaning of that. Meaning gaining approval, acceptance, or special benefits or blessings. Is considered the definition of having favor. Amen? And as we move on, the favor that we as human beings receive from God, that really depends on his good pleasure and is often extended in response to our prayer or righteous living. Those that walk is blameless. And we look in the Word of God, we look at Noah, Moses, they received favor and honor from the Lord. And if you look at that, if you want to look at it any further, you can look at even Psalms 84:11. And Moses' blessings were on the 12 tribes, and he speaks of Job's purity and the fruitfulness. A man as one who enjoys the favor of God. Another, Gabriel told Mary in Luke that she had found favor with God and would bear the Christ child. When Christ was born on the angelic host announced to the shepherds that God would send peace to men whom would favor and rest. Also including was, at the age of 12, Jesus enjoyed the favor of God and the men as he grew in wisdom and stature. Amen. I can still hear someone in the background, someone's mic or on their phone or whatever. I can still hear that in the background, and all of the other listeners can hear it as well. Amen. Often, as I continue, as we look at the bestowal of God's favor comes in the answer of prayer. As we cry out, or people cry out, even Moses pleaded that God would spare Israel in spite of their sinful worship of the golden calf. He even pleaded out then for favor during that time. Moses prayed that he might know God and learn his ways so that his favor might continue. Amen? And isn't that where we are? That we want to learn God's ways so that we can have more favor. Amen? So
Amen.
That we can have favor. And we still, as we move on, still, you know, when the force of his judgment struck Israel, God did not abandon the nation. But instead, he restored them to exile. He showed compassion to his people. He saved them from their diseases. Amen? In Isaiah, when you look at Isaiah, Isaiah calls this the deliverance of the time, or the year of the Lord's favor. That can be linked with the day of salvation. Glory to God. And that's in the New Testament, for those of you that don't know. Those which was linked to this day of the salvation, which is in the New Testament, believe the gospel would receive an ultimate gift of God and favor as an eternal life through Christ. And in human approval, God can be gained through faithful and effective service. Joseph enjoyed the favor of Potiphar as he wisely administered to Potiphar's estate through the ultimate recognition came a blessing. Ruth found favor in the eyes of the wealthy. Boaz, because of her kindness to her mother-in-law, Naomi. Even David, who was badly out of favor with Saul, even the Philistines realized how quickly David could have gained that favor through his military skill. A king's favor brought many benefits to the recipient. Because of sin, God requires sacrifice to make atonement and restore his favor in the Old Testament. And that was done by animal sacrifices, which were presented at the sanctuary, with the hope that God would accept them and forgive their sins of their offer. Such acceptance would not be automatic, but when Christ died on Calvary, the perfect sacrifice was presented to all mankind to make it possible to all who believe can have the joy, favor of God. And there are three things that I wanted to look at in terms of having the favor of God. The first thing what I look at is having peace, prayer. Amen? And to be anxious for nothing. To be anxious for nothing. And when we look at it in terms of being anxious for nothing, which is in Matthew 6:31 through 33, says, the word says, be not therefore careful, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we put on? For all these things the nation seeks after, for your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of these things. And it says in 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
Mm-hmm.
All these shall be added unto you. And when we look at in terms of 6:31, and please, when you want to comment, just go ahead. I mean, because this is an interactive Bible study, and I don't like to do all of the talking. I like for all of the other men and women of God to join in and share what God has laid on your heart. That's how it comes, and it becomes an interactive Bible study. Wait, amen?
Amen.
When we look at 6:31, it says, "Be therefore careful, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we put on?" There is a time that we are not to, we are to have, really cast our cares on God. We keep our eyes focused on God. We are to keep our eyes and our hearts focused on God. Because when we take our eyes off of God, when we take our eyes and our heart off of God, then we begin to start to think in the natural. And we begin to start to worry about the situations that we may be in, and that situation may be having lack of food. That situation may be having lack of clothing. But the word of God in Matthew, it says, therefore, be careful, we are to be careful about saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we put on? We are not to worry. We are not to worry. God does not want us to worry. Why? Because he knows how to take care of his own. And when we begin to start to worry, then we get out of the realm, or we fall away from where God wants to take us or what he wants to provide for us, and we begin to start to worry about how it's going to come. Brothers and sisters of God, let me tell you something. God sends people our way every day. When we're in need, people come from out of nowhere. And I'm sure that many of you, if you think about it, there are so many things that have happened in our lives that we did not understand. There are so many things that we received that we had no idea of where or why it happened. No, we know where. We know why. But it just happens. It just comes. It just happens right on time. And that's just a way of God letting us know, I've got you. I'm here to take care of you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that little small thing that you're worrying about, that sickness that you may have. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about that finance of that loss of job. Keep your eyes focused on me. Keep your eyes focused on me. I'll work it out for you. Now, it may not be the time that you want it to happen, but it will happen. It's going to happen according to how I have designed. I want to take a minute there and open up the mics and ask if there are any comments at this time. Any comments? Amen.
I like that, brother, about the worry. I like that because and connecting that with the favor, because if we worry and favor cannot occupy the same space, just like worry and fear, just like fear and faith can't occupy the same space. Because just like you said, it takes our focus off. If we're worrying about tomorrow, what we're going to eat and drink, if we're worrying about our finances, then fear comes in. And what it does is it cancels out our faith, our faith in knowing that God is going to supply everything. It's just like what you're saying about favor. If we're worrying about these things, we're forgetting the favors of God. We're forgetting the benefits of God because we're taking our eyes off of God, of his favor, of his supply, of every need that we have, and then we're putting it on the worry of it, if you understand what I'm saying. I'm just bouncing off what you're saying.
Amen. And you're right, that does. We begin, it cancels out. It cancels that out because if we do not have faith and believe that God is going to handle the situation, then we are doubting. We're in between. Mm-hmm. We're in between. We're in between that fine line, you know, of receiving, you know, or not.
Mm-hmm.
And God wants us, you know, to keep our eyes totally focused on Him.
Yes.
He is the provider.
Mm-hmm.
He is the one who's going to make a way out of no way. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. I also have a comment with that. When you're talking about worrying, you're also not giving it to God when you're worrying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the scripture says you give it all to Him. But when we start worrying, we're picking it back up.
Yes.
Instead of just leaving it at His feet and letting Him handle it. So when we're worrying, we're picking it back up and not really, as everybody is saying, we're not really trusting and relying on Him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. That's like asking someone to do something for you and believing that they're not going to do it.
Right.
Asking someone to watch your house for you. Let me take it even closer. Someone to watch your house while you're away.
Mm-hmm.
You're away, but yet you're worrying whether they are really taking care of your house. They said that they would, but are they really doing what they said that they were going to do?
Mm-hmm.
So that means that, you know, wherever you are, may it be a vacation or wherever you are in that state of mind, you're not really enjoying it because you're worried about the situation at hand.
Mm-hmm. And you allowed your confidence to be shaken. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay. Amen. God does not want us there. He does not want us in that place where we are concerned about worldly things. And another thing that God wants us to do, He wants us to humble ourselves. He wants to be in a place where we can humble ourselves, you know, where you can become you, you know, so where you're not caught up, where you're not caught up in worry or the things at hand. Humble yourself. What does humble yourself mean? That means that do not have pride. That means that you don't, you're not haughty in the way that you act.
Mm-hmm.
You don't exalt yourself above others.
Amen.
That puts us in a situation where we're out of favor, where we begin to start to exalt ourselves. That means that we are God. Or we want people to feel that we are God because of what we can do. Or the position that I hold.
That's true.
First Peter talks about that. If you look at First Peter, I believe it's in the 5th chapter. It talks about that in terms of just being humble. Being humble. And whatever we do, we are to be humble. I believe that God wants us to have a childlike attitude when we go through situations. Or whatever we go through. Because that's what they're looking at. Amen.
Amen.
And in 32, it even talks about, that it says, for all these things the nations seek after, for your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things. You have need of all these things. You have need of drink, worrying about that. You have need for drink. You have need for food. You have need for God knows what you're in need of. If that situation that the doctor said can't be turned around, God knows. And He wants us to be in a place where we can have an intimate relationship and communicate with Him about that situation. It doesn't make a difference what we're going through. It says in all things that we are to be content. we are to be content. And when we learn to be content in that situation, then God can do more with that we're in.
Amen.
Seek after your heavenly Father. Know that you have, he knows that you have need of all these things. That's just praying. We are constantly to pray to God constantly. It says pray without ceasing. We mm-hmm. are to pray, pray and pray. Morning, noon, and night. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. We don't let it cease, my brother, my sister. Don't let it. Stay in prayer. In your car. Stay in prayer. Stay in prayer. That, and when, you know, when we, if we are in a situation where if we don't have that intimate relationship with God, then we're really without. We don't have hope. Let me just put it like that. There's no hope. If there's no intimate relationship with God, then our hope has been shattered or shaken. That's what keeps hope alive, is that intimate relationship of knowing that God has made promises to us, to his children. He's made promises. And through those promises and by the inheritance, we will receive them.
Mm-hmm.
We will receive them. In 6:33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first God. Seek first God. Not money. That satisfies the human. Not money. We are to seek God first, and we are to let our conversations be without the worldly thing that we're in need of.
Mm-hmm.
We are to be satisfied with the present situation. God said, I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. Let me say that again. God
Amen.
Said, I will not leave you, nor will. So our, let your conversations be without the love of money and be satisfied with your present circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably hard to say. That's probably hard to say in our worldly place. But in a spiritual place, it's easy to say. Our conversations should be without the love of money and be satisfied with your present circumstance. God wants
yes,
us.
May I make a comment?
Sure. Come on, my brother.
You know, actually, a lot of people, they seek God for his presence instead of his presence.
Hello?
Amen.
They want P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S instead of P-R-E-S-S-E-N-C-E.
Can you say that again?
Some people seek God just for his presence instead of his presence.
Okay, very good.
P-R-E-S-E-N-T.
Yes, very good.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's so
Amen.
True. That's
Amen.
So true.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That is so true.
And I don't know, again, you know, when we're looking for the favor of God, you know, God says, you know, that He will always be with us.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think that if God is always going to be with us, then we're always going to have favor.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be in the right place. We have to be in the right place. We have to be in the right state of mind. We have to be in a right state of body.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, love our God with all our heart, our mind, and our soul. That means give it all up.
Mm-hmm.
That means everything, not part of it, but everything. And in return, when we do that, we receive from God. And we must always have wisdom. We should have wisdom. Increased wisdom. That means that as we are living or occupying our time on this earth, that we are to constantly increase in wisdom. Increase in wisdom by fellowshipping with our brothers and our sisters of God and staying in the Word of God. Studying the Word of God. Know the Word of God. There are two relationships. One, praying to God, and the other, we are talking to God. Talking is when we are reading the Word of God.
Amen.
When we have that quiet time, we are listening to God. God is speaking to us.
Mm-hmm.
That's that one-on-one relationship we were talking about earlier. That one-on-one relationship. If you want him to be your best friend, then you have
Amen.
To spend time.
Amen.
You have to spend time with him. You have to
Amen.
Communicate with him. You have to know
Amen.
What the Word says. You have to know the characteristics of God. Or someone will come by and just tell you anything, and you'll
mm-hmm.
believe it because it sounds good. But if you know that you know that you know that you know who he is, can't nobody sway you. Can't nobody turn you and tell you something that is not the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
but everybody,
the word of
everybody
God.
Make a commitment.
We had a comment in there?
Yeah, he's speaking.
Everybody don't want to make that commitment. They just want to date God every Sunday. It's like a date on Sundays instead
mm-hmm.
of making that commitment.
That's true.
So you said that commitment.
Yeah, everybody wants
to
date God.
You, my brother, you're coming in kind of faint. So that's why many of us are asking you to repeat yourself again. But did you say that in terms of making that commitment? Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah, that's
what. Make that commitment.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Yeah. Taking time to read the Word on a daily basis,
mm-hmm.
taking time to study the Word on a daily basis. You know, I remember years ago, and a comment was made to me was, we'll go on our job and we'll learn our job in order to keep our job, but we won't take time to learn the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
On our job, we will learn our job in our job, so that we can do well on our job, but we won't. The Bible says that we should study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth.
That's good.
That
right
word
there.
Study is very important.
Mm-hmm.
That study is very important. Study, that means take time out.
Mm-hmm.
Like my brother said, making a commitment to the Word of God. You know what? And I would even boldly say that when you take time to start to read the Word of God on a daily basis, that things begin to start to change in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Things begin to start to happen for you in your life that you was not even expecting. I'll boldly even say that. The closer
Amen.
That we get to God, listen, let me tell you something. The closer that we get to God, when people look at a man or woman who studied the Word of God, there's something different that they see that's different than the world.
Mm-hmm.
You look different. You act different. You walk different.
Mm-hmm.
You talk different.
Mm-hmm. Because what
happens? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, my sister.
Because what happens with that is because the Word of God is alive and is true, and He is the Word. We, our characteristics, we become the Word, so to speak. We become living epistles on this earth that, like you said, when people see us, you know, they see God because we're spending time in His Word. And when you spend time in the Word, you become like the Word.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Any more comments?
I have a comment.
Yes.
I have a comment. I do want to go back to where you went to the scripture of Matthew 6 and 33.
Mm-hmm.
It said, but seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. When I look at that scripture, because it's in the same vein that you're talking about, seek first the kingdom of God, the things in the kingdom of God, you know, like love, peace.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, I look at it as well as seeking the kingdom of God, the things that what God would do. Seek those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're
mm-hmm.
in trouble or you need healing, go to seek those things what God would do in that situation.
Yeah, that's good. That's
and once
good.
You go seek those things in the kingdom of God, His righteousness and all things shall be added unto you.
That's good.
I always
Amen.
Look at this scripture as well saying, if you do God's business, He's going to do business for you.
Mm-hmm.
If
Amen.
You
Hallelujah.
Seek Him and do what's right before God, He's going to take care of everything that you're going through. You don't have to
Amen.
Worry about
Amen.
It. But the thing we have Amen. To do is seek His things. What would Jesus do in this
Amen.
Situation?
Amen.
How would He handle
Amen.
This? And I believe in my spirit that this is what that scripture is saying as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. We have a comment from area code 601. Your mic is open.
Amen.
I have a comment. I was in for prayer.
Hello?
You said you're calling for prayer?
Yes.
Amen.
Oh, sure. Amen. What
did
you, is there something that we
can
pray for, my sister?
Yes. On my job, well, I had been laid off from my work for 6 months. Then a door opened for me to get a job. And this job that I'm doing now is so very, it's stressful. I'm doing the best that I can, but it's like they're really just pushing me because they say I had the previous experience and they're not allowing me time to learn their system.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just asking, you know, God to, you know, intervene or just show me what to do.
Can I ask your name?
It's Andrea. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Yes.
Amen.
All right. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
Brother John.
I'm going to ask Dr. Clay if she would.
Amen.
Lift us up in prayer.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Okay, so Andrea, how long have you been in this position?
For about 5 months.
Okay, and the Lord has, and you're still praying for another position?
Am I praying for another position?
Is that what you're saying?
No.
I guess however the Lord fixes it, I mean, I just need a job because, you know, I've been called in the office twice And they gave me two warnings. And then the last thing, you know, I asked them, I said, now, you know, because I know, you know, the rules and different things, what will happen next? And then on the paper it said I would be, you know, terminated if I can't fulfill what they're asking me to do.
Okay, so this is a new position that
yes.
you just got, and okay, and
it feels like she's
needed.
Not handling the job. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Father God, we just praise your name and thank you, dear Lord, for my sister Andrea, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God.
Yes.
And we know, Father God, that all things work together for your good, dear Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, that as my sister, Father God, prepares each day to go into this position, Father God, this place where we believe, Father God, that you have planted her for however long that season is, Father
mm-hmm.
God. The Father God, that she goes in number one, prepared, Father God. And we know, dear Lord, that you are the one that prepares us, Father God, that you authorize positions,
yeah.
Father God, and that you certify and give us the ability to complete the task, dear Lord, that you have before, dear Lord. So I thank you, Father God, that she is encouraged right now in the name of Jesus to know that whatever you have for her, dear Lord, that you have prepared her, Father God, to do it, dear Lord. I thank you, Father God, for placing her in the position that you have her in, Father God, and that she is able to bloom where she is planted, Father God, and for however long that season is, dear Lord, or whatever she is supposed to gain from this experience, Father God, that, dear Lord, that her eyes, her spiritual eyes and ears are open, Father God, to receive,
yes.
to understand, and to learn, Father God. And we thank you for that. I thank you, Father God, that the people that you have over her and around her, Father God, will recognize
yes.
who she is, Father God, in you, dear Lord. That she
yes.
would have the favor of those in authority over her, Father
yes.
God. And, dear Lord, that they will see her the way that you see her, dear Lord.
Yes, Father.
I thank you, dear Lord, that as she goes throughout her position, Father God, that each day, Father God, that she prays, that she praises and praises you, dear Lord, and prays to you, Father God, that her steps would be ordered as you would have them ordered, dear Lord,
mm-hmm.
and that, Father God, that the Holy Spirit, Father God, would use her to speak life into those situations, Father God, around her, dear Lord, that, Father God, that she goes in, Father God, even like a UFO, Father God, not seen, Father God, but knowing that she is doing your work, kingdom work, Father God, wherever she is planted in the name of Jesus. Now, Father God,
yes.
I thank you, Lord, that yes, there are evaluators and people in authority over her, Father God, and I thank you and pray for them, dear Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they would deal with her justly and fairly,
yes.
Lord, that her observations
yes,
and evaluations,
yes.
Father God, would be corrective if correction is needed, Father God, but they'll be a tool of guidance, Father God, that they'll be something, Father God, that will increase her knowledge, Father God, and her abilities and her strength and her skills, Father God, so that she can continue to move upward and onward,
yes.
dear Lord.
Yes,
I thank you, Father God, that Andre, there's a there's a promotion in your future. There's a promotion in all of this, although it may be difficult for you. It's going to be their skills that you're going to be able to take from this
Amen.
That will move you forward. Even the difficulties
yes.
that you may be having with personalities on the job, that's part of your lesson. That's part of your lesson, and you're going to remember that. Look at them, understand it, ask the Lord what you're to learn from it, and hold on to it, because you're going to be able to use all of this experience later on. Even though it may
yes.
be uncomfortable, you'll be able to understand when somebody else is uncomfortable, because you may be in a position of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon.
Sure.
And in that position of leadership and where you'll have authority as a supervisor or whatever, you'll know exactly how it feels
mm-hmm.
to be in that
yes.
position. You'll be able to deal justly with those who come after you and who the Lord puts under you. But you'll have the only way you'll know it is to feel it and to understand it. And I don't know what kind of person, what your personality is like, but you need to be able to understand what other people are feeling and what they fear and what they're hearing. So
mm-hmm.
don't take Don't take it to heart. Take it as a learning experience. There's going to be that with each and every piece that you're gaining, don't take it personal. Take it as your learning experience and part of what you need in order to move upward and onward. Praise God. So, Father God, I thank you, dear Lord, that as she sleeps tonight, Father God, that you would just remind her of who she is in you, dear Lord, as she prepares and thinks about her day, Father God, that she would be anxious for absolutely nothing.
Yes,
in the
yes.
name of Jesus. Act anxious for absolutely Jesus. Nothing. That she will look at her day, Father God, as another day in you, dear Lord, and another day to get closer and closer to her purpose as you have ordained it in Jesus' sweet and holy name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
And I'd like to add on to that, Father, we just thank you, Heavenly Father, for my dear sister tuning in. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would give her favor on her job, Heavenly Father.
Amen.
Plead the blood of Jesus, Heavenly Father, on
Jesus.
Her life, on her finances, whatever she's going through, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus. And let no weapons that are formed against her prosper.
That's good.
In the name of Jesus. Reclaim this by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Amen.
My sister, also, I would like for you to, in Isaiah 54:17, hold on to that scripture.
Mm-hmm. Isaiah what now?
Isaiah 54:17.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's good.
This is our heritage for the servants of the Lord. That no weapons that are formed against you shall prosper.
Thank you, Lord.
Believe it and receive it.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This is what this Bible interactive Bible study is all about, coming together as a body of Christ, as a body of coming together. There is so much power over these lines that the enemy does not want this to happen. But we thank you, Jesus, for it. I'm sorry you have a comment. 843.
Amen.
Oh, yes. Hello. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to be here. I was invited by Rose. My name is Ramona Pinckney.
Amen.
I'm living here
praise
in South Carolina, and I just thank you
praise
so
Lord,
much for your words of encouragement. It's truly a blessing to be a part of this teaching. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen. And
praise
thank you
God.
For tuning in and being a part of it. Being a part of it. If you want to make a comment, my sister, please, don't hesitate to speak. Okay.
Well, one of the things about you said. Being able to, people telling you anything if you don't know the Bible for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to admit it, but I went to church for years just depending on what other people told me because I always thought the Bible was too difficult to learn it. It just did not make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a real danger in that because when you learn the word for yourself, like as you said, no one can just tell you anything. It's an inoculation, just like we get vaccines and we get inoculated to not get chickenpox and not to get all of these other diseases. When we get the word inside of us and we know it for ourselves, it inoculates all of these things that the world tries to throw at us and twist the word of God for their benefit.
Yes, that's good.
I truly, truly believe that, and I thank God that I finally learned that fact, to learn it for myself. No one can take it away from you through the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. And that is so true. Once you learn it, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Once you learn it, you got it. You know? That's the beauty of it.
And that's a wonderful thing, going and getting it for yourself, because I was in that position. I guess we've all been in that position.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where we just listen to everybody that we think that knows the word.
Yeah.
And they might misconstrue what the word is actually saying. But we thank God that we can go for ourselves.
Thank God.
And that's what the scripture that you said, Brother John, study thyself, approve. A workman need not be ashamed. Amen. Rightly dividing. We have to go for ourselves and then come together as a group.
Okay, I would like, can I make a comment?
Sure.
Sure, please do.
Okay, well, I was at a church that a friend had invited me to, and this preacher was just very popular, and he started preaching about Adam and Eve, and he said that Eve looked just like Adam when before the fall, that they looked just alike. It was no difference in the body parts or whatever. And I don't, I didn't, people were saying amen and all that, but that, I couldn't understand how the people were sitting up saying amen. Otherwise, she didn't have a vagina like, you know, after the fall and a breast. He was telling us that Eve looked just like Adam, and it was no difference until after the fall. And I'm trying to figure out these people. I wonder if they're educated people, a lot of educated people in there, but I don't think the people read the Bible. And it's, you got to be very careful, even with these popular preachers preaching, because some of them are just making up things, and the people are not getting into the Word to believe what thus says the Word instead of thus says the preacher.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, to me, it's important that even when you read, to ask the Holy Spirit to give you the full understanding.
That's true.
Because sometimes we can have our own concept about what the Word is saying when we're making up things and we're not asking the Spirit to work within us to give us, to reveal to us the things that God wants us to know if we don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think even in this day, it said, even people will be very deceptive, and people are going to want to hear what they want to hear from these preachers, and the preachers are preaching a lot of things that people want to hear. How can you preach the Word about God and His grace and never talk about God and His wrath? You know, people want to go to church to hear all good things, but God has a wrath.
Yes, he does. That's right.
And I see someone on TV, everybody talks about this pastor. You might know who I'm talking about after I talk to you. Everything he say is good, and everybody say he's a good motivational speaker. Well, I want something more than a good motivational speaker. I want the truth of God's Word. He didn't say preach part of His Word. You're supposed to preach His Word, whether it's in season or out of season, whether it's good for people or whether it's bad for people.
That's
right. But if it's the truth is always the truth. The truth doesn't say anything about a lie. But if you mix a lie with the truth, then you're tainting God's Word.
Right.
So people better get into the Word and know the Word for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of these preachers, I mean, they go to these big churches thinking that, I go to this church, I go to that church. And then when you hear someone curse in the pulpit, and a preacher, this girl told me that her pastor was in the pulpit cursing and people were laughing. So, I mean, this is the end times. It said people will be departing from the truth. And this is what people got to be very careful of, what church they go to and what they listen to.
Amen, amen.
So, I mean, we need to pray for our people, our pastors that's in the pulpit and trying to just become popular because they want a big church or because they want to live a rich life. Well, you can live it all on here, but he said he's going to say, depart from me because I knew you not, because you didn't do what the Word was telling you to do, and you're misleading people.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. This is the end times, and if people don't believe it, they better read their Bible, because as prophesied, 40% of the Bible is prophecy about the coming of Christ. and all the deception and all the lawlessness. I saw that on TV. Lawlessness is coming about. If we looked at last week and the week before, how people are shooting folks, cops are shooting people, people are burning things down, getting angry. That's all lawless.
Yeah. Amen.
We're going to keep that in prayer. I believe that's Minister Washington. We're going to definitely, have to stay in prayer, corporate prayer. I'm going to have to end up starting. I have to close things out. I'm looking at it, saying it's 90 seconds left. We're going to have prayer. Andrea, my sister, we're going to be praying for you and your job.
Amen.
Please know that, asking for prayer, it just does not end here. We will stay in prayer for you. And we're believing that some great things are going to happen as prophesied through the word. Amen. Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for those that tuned in. Father, we just ask, Heavenly Father, Lord, for favor as we move in your word. We pray, Lord, that you will build us up in areas where we're going down, strengthen us where we're weak. Father, we just ask that you would just guide our thoughts, guide our minds, guide our hearts. Let us be more about you, Heavenly Father, and less of the world. Father, we just ask in all the things that we do, Heavenly Father, that you would have your hands upon it. Father, we just give you the glory. We give you all honor.
Hallelujah.
And we give you praise in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. We thank each and every one of you once again for tuning in. We are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. We invite you back next Wednesday. I believe Elder
Rose. Amen.
I may be having it wrong, but anyhow, but we have just a wonderful time in the Word, so we do invite you to join us. Amen.
Amen.
We love you. Keep in mind, God loves you most. Until next time, God bless you.